Joining us now, John Decker, our correspondent at the White House. John, welcome in. I'm actually surprised that you're not in Augusta for the Masters this morning.
Yeah, I'd love to be in Augusta. Boy, that would be amazing. But it's not going to happen because of difficulty traveling. But have you ever been to Augusta, by the way, JT?
I have not. We're Facebook Live, and I was just talking with some of the folks on Facebook Live about that. I've been to Savannah, been to Atlanta and other parts of Georgia, but I have not been to Augusta. In fact, I've got friends that go to the Masters, and either they get their tickets through their corporations or they've been on a waiting list. You got to be on a, like, for years to get tickets if you're just a, you know, average Joe like me. It's hard to get those tickets.
Sure. You know, I don't know about you. I've gone to the U.S. Open a few times, and I've covered the U.S. Open. I personally, I actually enjoy watching it on television than I do more in person, because when you're watching it in person, typically you can just watch one hole at a time, right?
Right.
It's difficult to follow all 18 holes. And so watching it on television, that's the great thing. They just go from hole to hole, and it's easier to enjoy it. With the one exception, if you have an opportunity to go to a golf tournament and you're in a hospitality tent, I say take that opportunity. That's a lot of fun when you can just go out and eat and drink and watch some golf. That's a good time.
We have the seniors tournament here every year in Birmingham, and it's always a good time. And I've been to the U.S. Open, as well, as you mentioned, in Oakmont in Pittsburgh. They played there. And but
very
the Masters,
cool.
I got to tell you, the Masters is on my bucket list, and I would love to go. But all right, well, let's talk about what's happening up there inside the Beltway. As Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, said he's not going to vote to get rid of the filibuster here, and he's not in favor of reconciliation. So could be troublesome. Perhaps this not getting through the Senate completely.
Oh, absolutely. This is the first time that Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, has made such a definitive statement on this topic in regards to the filibuster. It deals a huge blow, JT, to Joe Biden's hopes of pushing through his legislative agenda through Congress, because now he's got to go through the process of trying to get 60 votes. Which you typically have to do when you're president, as opposed to 50 plus one. And so Joe Manchin saying that, I think, was obviously very disappointing to the Biden administration. But, you know, it'll force, and this is Joe Manchin's hope, this is Senator Manchin's hope, it'll force Joe Biden to reach out to the other side. It will force Joe Biden to try to find some compromise with Republicans on everything he wants to do.
Well, as it should be. And there's been, I mean, dozens of executive orders. And here we go again now, front and center, you know, guns in our country. Let's talk about exactly what Biden wants to do, because I got to tell you, with background checks, the only people going through those right now are law-abiding citizens. Criminals don't give a rip about the laws when it comes to guns. So, I mean, it just never seems to go away with Democrats.
Well, one of the executive actions that President Biden will sign today concerns regulations on these home-assembled firearms. And to your point about whether this will change anything, nothing that President Biden will sign today would have prevented what happened with those mass shootings in Boulder, Colorado, or in Atlanta over the course of the past few weeks. And, you know, it's one of those things where he is so limited in terms of what he can do by executive action, because he can't get anything passed through Congress. And one reason he can't get anything passed is Joe Manchin, the same guy we just spoke about. Joe Manchin comes from a gun rights state, West Virginia. He listens to the constituents in his state, and he has signaled his opposition to those gun measures, which have already passed the House of Representatives, which means if he's not buying in, then that legislation won't pass the Senate.
See, the problem with guns in our country, people don't want to focus on the real problem here. Every morning over the last week or so, I wake up and in Birmingham, first thing on the news, another shooting in Birmingham. Look what's happening in South Chicago. We need to focus on what's causing the gun violence and not the gun. It's just so misguided in my mind, but, you know, that's what Democrats do. Also, real quick, The Homeland Security Secretary is on the way to the U.S.-Mexico border. Where is Kamala Harris? Why has she not shown her face down at the border? She has been put in charge by the president to deal with this, yet she's not dealing with it.
Well, you raise a really good point. She is dealing with it with phone calls, but she's not traveling down to the U.S.-Mexico border like Secretary Mayorkas is for the third time since he became the Homeland Security Secretary. No press will be traveling with the Homeland Security Secretary today for that trip. But to your point, the Vice President Kamala Harris has not made a similar trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. And as you mentioned, President Biden named her the point person who is involved with trying to stem the flow of all of these migrants to the U.S.-Mexico border. It should be reiterated, 170,000 refugees, migrants were arrested by the U.S. Border Patrol last month in March. That's a record number. We haven't seen a number like that, JT, in 20 years. So this is a major issue that the Biden administration continues to have to deal with.
Absolutely. And if they would, just deal with it. But they don't apparently want to deal with it right now. All right, John Decker, thank you.